Eric Southward, what is your title with Cochrane Minor Soccer?
I am the president of the Cochrane Minor Soccer Club.
Okay, and it's March break. You're already looking forward to the season, and you have an activity this week.
So tomorrow, we've got a sort of soccer day happening where people can come and register if they're having any problems with anything online. We're also going to be having some sort of games and little events going on. So from 10 to 12, we'll be doing the U6s and the U8s, and then from 1 to 3, we'll be doing U10, U12, and U14s.
Where are you doing this?
This is at Nouveau-Regard in the gym.
Okay, so you said you'll be having little pickup kind of soccer games in the gym?
Yeah, little things for the little ones, maybe not full-out games. Depending on who all shows up, we can kind of adapt. We can play pickup games, we can play certain little fun soccer activities and things like that.
Just kick the ball around and get warmed up for the season.
Sure. Yeah. Bowling, little soccer bowling, things like that.
Okay. What are the plans for this season? Anything new or exciting?
Well, last season was our inaugural year, and we really had to scramble to get it off the ground. I mean, we had to start a not-for-profit organization, and there's a lot of hoops we had to jump through. This year, we're a lot more prepared. Our registration is a lot earlier, so we can get things organized a lot quicker. We've got Tim Hortons coming in that's going to kind of take over sponsorship for the younger ages, the U6 and the U8, so that'll be nice. And we're even looking to set up a select program, which would be the best players of each division. Well, not each division. We're going to see how it will transpire, but of certain divisions, we'll take the best players and we will travel around playing other communities and even trying to go to some tournaments down south.
Now, what is the registration? And I realize that soccer is not nearly as expensive a sport to register and to equip as hockey.
Oh, it's significantly cheaper. Yeah, we're looking at, depending on your age, you're looking at anywhere from $70 to $90.
Okay, and the equipment is
So
just
that's
paired.
registration alone, and then equipment. Yeah. So the thing is, it's kind of harder up north to find cleats and shin guards, which is all you need to play. We provide everything from the jersey tops to the shorts to the socks. So getting your own equipment otherwise is the only real hurdle that parents have to worry about. Now, last year through the food bank thrift store, we were able to secure quite a few pairs of both and distribute them freely to those in need. A lot of parents, because Canadian Tire had a bit, but they couldn't keep up to the demand that was happening. We had over 200 athletes, right? So places like Sports Check and Timmins and that can be an avenue, but also a lot of parents are ordering online.
Yeah, you've got online now. And the thing too about soccer is that back when I was a teenager, we were doing some work one time for a man. I think he was in his 80s, and I was with a bunch of hockey players. And he said he asked if they played soccer. And back then in Iroquois Falls, there was no soccer. And he said, "That's too bad because it's the best way to stay in shape for hockey season. A lot of cardio."
A lot of that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did growing up as well. Those were my two main sports, and they offset each other. And I mean, nowadays you can get indoor soccer, so it can go all year round if you wish. But I agree. I think it's important for kids to not necessarily focus on one sport, but to try their hand at a lot of different sports because it opens up their creativity when it comes to any select sport. And soccer is just a wonderful team game that is easily accessible and keeps you outside.
and rarely overlaps with hockey season.
Yeah, and in our case, it doesn't, unless you're doing some summer hockey.
All right, anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, I mean, the season will run from the end of May until the beginning of August. We're working on getting an actual MLS soccer camp up north. So the Vancouver Whitecaps are doing a soccer camp in Sudbury, and we're working on trying to get one further north. It might be tough to get it up into Timmins, but that's something we're working on. We're also looking for referees or officials. So anybody over the age of 12 is able to do the younger years, and over 16 to do older ones. Pays for there's a difference between a game leader and a referee. A game leader is somebody who doesn't have all the qualifications but has done some certification. They get paid $20 a game, whereas a referee gets $25 a game. So for those who are interested in some pretty easy work, so long as they can be responsible and counted on, we're looking for that, as well as we're looking for coaches. So it can be parents or anybody over the age of 18 that's looking to help out and volunteer and take on a team. We're always on the lookout for that kind of thing. So it's Tuesdays and Thursdays as of right now, and it's pretty easy to schedule around. We also work with baseball to make sure that our age groups don't overlap. So those Dean Huey and Rihanna Jackson, who run baseball, minor baseball in Cochrane, we're constantly making sure that if kids want to do both, they can.
Without the schedules conflicting.
Without the schedules conflicting. Right.
Okay, and I assume that for game leaders.
No, go ahead.
Oh, we're getting some kind of feedback here. I assume for game leaders, referees, and coaches, for that matter, you'll provide some basic training.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be doing a coaching clinic closer to the date, probably in May. And for referees, yeah, there is training through Ontario Soccer. Plus, we are getting a referee clinic in Timmins that'll be happening in May as well. And so that will provide everything. Now, as well for coaches, if coaches are thinking that they don't really know anything about soccer, that's not a problem at all. And so Ontario Soccer provides detailed practice plans for well beyond what our soccer season lasts. It's quite in depth and it's great. Plus, we'll be running coaching clinics that'll be helpful as well. Not to mention that if anybody has any issues or questions or need of advice, I'm always available, as well as the rest of the board.
And the Facebook page is the best place to get details on what's going on too, I take it.
Yeah, and coaches will have my number as well, so that I can, if ever they can't make a certain practice, that I tend to step in and take over for those times.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for this. I know between you and Heather, you'll keep me informed all season of anything going on that you want to get
Absolutely.
The word out about, and that's what I'm here for. So don't hesitate.
We also have, I don't know if Heather mentioned it, but I recently went to Central Africa to play soccer for Canada, and it was a humanitarian effort where we went and brought donations and sponsorship money, and we had quite an event there. So I'll be doing a kind of synapse of that at the library on March 27th.